you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
And cards on non-holidays, and it wasn't because I was bored. I followed you from room to room with no attention, and it wasn't because I was bored. It was because I was loving you so much.
Good morning, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, and you are listening to Radio Silence, a show where we fight the silence by playing Radio Racket. And today I have two guests, Sophie and Rachel, and we are going to be sharing songs that have specific memories associated with them. So stay tuned, this is Daylight Savings Time, we'll talk about it afterwards.
September's end is on its way, and I'm still in sandals, and it's getting hard to concentrate from all the poor decision making. And daylight savings time is nipping at my ankles when the sun goes down at 4 o'clock. I'll miss the way it lit my whole world up.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Daylight Savings Time by Dizzy. And so we have Rachel and Sophie. You guys both have memories associated with it, right?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Okay, so let's hear Rachel's first.
All right, so mine is pretty simple. I just like the song all year round because it's kind of circular in the way it goes throughout the year. And now it's nearly Valentine's, so I thought it'd be the perfect time to bring it back on.
Very timely.
And also, I just associate the song with the period of quarantine, which I believe is also along the lines of Sophie's memory.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Love that. But also, I had another memory that you might also share, which was that first semester, before we was like really close, super close with anyone, a few of us decided to get up at like 5:30 in the morning and watch the sunrise on campus. And Rachel and I had realized that we had this shared love for this artist.
Yes.
And decided to play this song for everyone while the sun was rising. And I don't know if they enjoyed it quite as much as we did, but it was still a good memory and something that
you two enjoyed it. That's
what
matters.
Yeah, we had a great time, and something that I think I like reflect on a lot from first semester, and I have this song very tied to it. So I was excited that it was in the list for today.
And now we have a second semester memory associated with the song.
Yeah.
Also early in the morning.
Yes, early morning daylight savings memories.
All right. So Sophie, do you want to introduce the next song? Just tell us.
Sure. The next song I think everyone knows and loves, I hope, but it's called Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Ray, and it was a bop from my childhood that I have a strong tie to my mom with because we used to always dance around the kitchen listening to the song, and yeah, it brings back good times.
All right, let's hear it. Okay, that was Girl Put Your Records On, or Put Your Records On, by Corrine Bailey Ray. And up next, we have a song from my memories called Billionaire, Bruno Mars. I'm sure many people have memories with this song, but here it is.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit, and damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights. A different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Basketball with the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it. But keep the fives, 20 tens, and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah? What you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah. Sing it.
When I'm a billionaire. Wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
All right, that was Billionaire by Travi McCoy and Bruno Mars. Okay, time to share my story. So I think I've told Rachel and Sophie, we had a CD that we would always play in our basement on a like record CD player. And this song was on it, and I was with my best friend at the time. I was like, we were like pretty young, and okay, like we were like, no, we can't curse, like, because this song says frickin', and so and so we were like dancing around. I was holding like this wand, and I like throw it and say like frickin', and then freeze. I'm like, oh no. Like, oh my god, I was, like, so upset that I said frickin' to this song, but still such a fun memory. That's all I think about when I'm listening to this song. Okay, and Rachel, would you like to introduce the next song just say the, yeah.
So the next song will be Love You For A Long Time by Maggie Rogers.
Okay. Alright, so tell us your memory, Rachel.
Right, so that was Love You For A Long Time by Maggie Rogers. This song reminds me of being in the passenger seats of my friend's car and we were going to a Friendsgiving party. The song came on and we were so excited that we took the wrong turn, but it was also a good thing because that meant we got to listen to the whole song. So that was for Lily, whom I'm gonna love for a long time.
Aww. That is always nice when you, it's always the worst when you end a song, like, you don't get to, like, the end of it. I'll, like, sit in the car and wait for it to end.
Yes, I'm always in the garage.
But then, like, I feel bad that, like, I'm, like, letting the car run as it plays. But, you know, you gotta do it for the end of the song. Okay, next up we have Wings by Birdie, which I have quite the memory for, so here we go.
Thank you. It made me think of you. It made me think of you. Under a trillion stars, we danced on top of cars, took pictures of the state, so far from where we are. They made me think of you. They made me think of you. Oh, lights go down in the moment we lost and found. I just wanna be by your side. If these wings could fly.
That was Wings by Birdie, and for this one, the first time I ever heard this song, I was with my sisters in our basement again, but this time we were trying to, like, come up with a dance for it. Like, we were just like, we're gonna make a dance, but this, we didn't have a song. Athena just, like, pulls up this song. I didn't even know, like, it took me years to figure out, like, this was the song that we were creating this dance to. It was quite the dance. I think I can still remember some of these, the parts to it, but yeah. So now I think of that whenever I play Wings by Birdie. What's next, Sophie?
The next song is another song by Dizzy called Twist.
Twist, all right, here we go.
Beat myself up for feeling.
All right, tell us about your memory with the song.
Okay, so that was Twist by Dizzy, and I actually met one of my now best friends, shout out to Ellie, on the school bus in like 9th grade. And it started because we would sit next to each other in one of the front seats and listen to music with like shared headphones because AirPods didn't exist, and we'd like have it like the headphones like split across the aisle. And that was one of the first songs that we started listening to together. And I introduced her to that band, and now we equally hyped over them. And so that song always brings me back to like 10th or 11th grade when we first started listening to music together. And now, you know, we're on like year 5 or 6 of going strong. So shout out to Ellie.
Wow, yeah. I feel like it's like really the dream to like share headphones like on a bus. Like, yeah. I feel like that's the like quintessential like friendship like dream.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I never did that, but that's it's okay.
Sad about there's it. Still
I'll do
time.
That with you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, should we do, it's time for the PSA, yeah?
This is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
All right, everybody, be safe on your ladders. Make sure you know how to use them. And now you can use a ladder in a garden. Up next, we have Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. Okay.
Someday, I'm gonna live in your house up on the hill. And when your skinhead neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it. I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted. And when I grow up, I'm gonna look up from my phone and see my life. And it's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave. Then it's a dorm room like a hedge maze. And when I find you, you touch my leg and I insist. But I before we do it, I don't know how, but I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. You don't have to know that it's haunted. The doctor put her hands over my liver. She told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid.
Tell us about your memory with Garden Song, Rachel.
So, this song reminds me of a modernism class I took where everyone was kind of obsessed with Phoebe Bridgers, and we tried to work in the songs into like whatever we were reading, or just reference it somehow in arguments and such. So, this song, I think we connected to like To the Lighthouse or something by Wolf. And also, I just like this song because I would listen to it at home and just think about the future, and now I'm living in a dorm up on the hill. Not quite a house yet, but we'll get there. So that's my memory.
Are we on the hill, or are we like on the side of the hill?
We are the hill.
We are the hill. That is true.
Everything goes back to the hill.
Everyone goes back. Yeah. And Sophie, you've been to...
Oh, yeah, I just realized in that last listen, somehow I didn't realize before, that she mentions the Huntington Gardens, which are, like, in my hometown, and I go to them all the time. I went to them over winter break, and they're beautiful, and so now I feel like I have even more of a connection to the song, wow, now that I know where she's referencing.
Wow. I feel like people, like, I feel like it's so much easier to, like, understand a song if you, like, know the different things that are referenced.
Yeah.
I've
got to take you.
Yeah. All right, tell us what the next song will be.
Okay, the next song is Sweet FA by Peach Pit.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was Sweet FA by Peach Pit, and that song has a little more of like a vague memory for me, bringing me back to the time in like 11th grade where I was close with someone that I don't talk to as much anymore, but she was like the first person to kind of show me how to scope out my own music and find things that I wasn't just like hearing on the radio, and this was one of the first songs she showed me, and it really brought me down a rabbit hole of scouring Apple Music indie stations, because that's what I had.
Whoa.
I know, I'm not a Spotify user, but that just, you know, reminds me of her and reminds me of like that time where I was kind of experiencing so many different new genres and things for the first time that like now I kind of take for granted and that are like a big part of my life. So that is a kind of old song, but reminds me of that era.
Wow. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like for me, I always would like just get songs from my sisters because uh-huh. they would play music, and like, that like kind of morphed into my music taste. But I feel like the like quintessential time, like that one point where you like yeah. start to find your own songs,
yeah.
and, like, no one told you about it, but like you found it, yeah. like the best moment, because you like yes. you start expanding and like then you can show other people's songs.
Oh yeah, she kind of served as my big sister in that wow. sense. But
all right, well, the next song is Yellow by Coldplay, a classic. I have quite a strange memory for this one, so here we go.
Myself try. look at the stars, look how they shine for you, and all the things that you do.
So that was Yellow by Coldplay. And for this one, it was my mom's birthday, and my cousins live in Westport, Connecticut, and in that area, there's a like live outdoor concert venue called the Levitt Pavilion. And at the Levitt Pavilion, there was a like local singer playing, Drew Angus. And so we're going to like watch this for her birthday with my cousins, and it's pouring rain. So like, we can't really, like, it's not ideal for an outdoor concert. But by the end of it, like, one of my other aunt is like a dancer. And so she like got us all out in the rain with umbrellas doing like dances to the songs. And so at one point he like covered this song and we're like twirling the umbrellas like in a line dance, like running through. It was actually so fun, but also like the strangest thing I've done. Pouring rain, listening to Drew Angus cover Coldplay's Yellow. Oh, and yeah, it was. And then after that, I knew about the song. I was saying how I didn't really know that much about the song before then. Yeah, it was quite strange, but quite enjoyable.
Your family sounds very fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Rachel, what song are we doing next?
Next, we have a song that I also happen to associate with a rain. I'll Ooh. Tell you more about that later. It's Ashtray by Ian.
Okay.
A cloudy day, you're sitting there smoking, love it when I say everything is like I hope, but you know that's a lie. You know that I'm broken. The sky is gray and my heart is beating like the rain falling on the concrete, but you maybe Cali days in the rain got you singing lately. You say you wanna get a little closer, that's all right with me. Oh, 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 get a little closer, that's all right with me. Oh, 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 that's all right with me. Thank you.
All right, that was Ashtray by Ian, and kind of a random song, but like I said, it's associated with the rain for me because I was on a beach with my friend Olivia, and she really liked this artist at the time, and so did I. I had sort of gotten into it, and then she had her phone out and was shuffling through some music, and this came on, and it was lightly drizzling, gray day on the beach, so reminded me of some of the lyrics within the song. And we were not in California, we were in Normandy, so not quite the same type of nice weather, but at least we had the rain. That was a commonality.
All right. Kind of strange. The next song, I also have an association that is with the beach.
Ooh.
Crazy.
Great connections.
Okay. So here's I Lost a Friend by Phineas.
I lost a friend, like keys in a sofa, like a wallet in the backseat, like ice in the summer heat. I lost a friend, like sleep on a red eye, like money on a bad bed, like time worrying about every bad thing that hasn't happened yet. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I'll be lying awake, counting all the mistakes I've made, replaying fights. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I lost a friend, I lost a friend, I lost my mind. And nobody believes me, say I know that he don't need me. Cause he made a little too much money to be 20 and sad. And I'll be fine without him, but all I do is write about him. How the hell did I lose a friend I never had? Never had. I'm on the mend, like I'm wearing a neck brace, like I'm sleeping at my own place, like I'm pulling all the stitches out of my own face. I'm on the mend, like I'm icing a new sprain, like I'm walking on a new cane, like it's been a couple days since I slipped and said something sorta like your name. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I'll be lying awake, counting all the mistakes I've made, replaying fights. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I'm on the mend, but I lost a friend, I lost my mind. And nobody believes me, say I know that he don't need me. Cause he made a little too much money to be 20 and sad. And I'll be fine without him, but all I do is write about him. How the hell did I lose a friend I never had? I'd apologize if I thought it might make a difference or make you listen. I'd apologize if it was black and white, but life is different. Just try to listen to me now. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I lost a friend, I lost a friend, I lost my mind. And nobody believes me, say I know that he don't need me. Cause he made a little too much money to be 20 and sad. And I'll be fine without him, but all I do is write about him. How the hell did I lose a friend I never had? Never had.
All right, that was I Lost a Friend by Phineas, and for this one, man. So basically, I was on vacation, like not this past summer, but the summer before, and we were staying at a house that like was in a field and really close to the ocean, so you could just walk to the ocean from the house. And it was like sunset time, and I decided to go for a walk and like listen to Phineas. So I was listening to this song, like walking to the beach in a field with the sunset, and I felt like that was very fitting because in his music video for this, he's literally like in a field with like this pretty sunset, and it was like, I feel like I'm in the music video right now. And so that was quite the fun time. It's always fun. I like to go for walks and listen to music, so that was quite the time. So you've been listening to Radio Silence. We are on every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope to catch you next week. Yeah, so I'm glad to have you and Sophie. No, Sophie and Rachel, do you guys have any last words to say?
Just thank you for having us on the radio this week. It was so
much
fun. I
hope you guys join me again.
Thank you. It was a good wake up.
It's quite early. All right. See you guys next week.
Good thing about music, when it hits it, you feel okay. Hit me with music. Hit me with music now. This is Trench Town Rock. Don't watch that. Trench Town Rock. Big fish or sprat now. Trench Town Rock. You reap what you sow. Trench Town Rock. And only judge I know. Trench Town Rock. I'll never turn my back. Trench Town Rock. I'd give the song a try. Trench Town Rock. I'd never let the children cry. Trench Town Rock. All you got to tell judge why. Ooh, it's Kingston 12. Ooh, it's Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12. No, why you come balance so? Oh, no. No, why you be balance so? Scabba dip, scabba dip. You are from Kuala. Scabba dip, dip, scabba dip, scabba dip. Whoa, whoa, I'm a groover. And the world know it by now, 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 y'all. Oh, now I said, you feel no pain.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.